What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So let's talk about this NFL nonsense. It is really getting out of control. In fact, it's come about so quickly, it does almost feel orchestrated, where they're going to use the sports stars to convince us America is terrible. Because remember, for the globalist dream to happen, at some point, the United States has to be brought down and destroyed. And maybe that's what's going on here, maybe not. But I do think it's reached a degree of silliness. And again, I think Donald Trump shouldn't have stooped so low as to get involved in this. He's got more important things to deal with. Now, surveys continue to show that Americans agree with Trump, that these protests are inappropriate. This protesting the anthem by going down on your knee is inappropriate. I think what's going on here is we had that Gallup poll we talked about yesterday. 71% of Americans think the nation is being governed poorly. But that doesn't mean they don't love their country and their fellow Americans. I think Americans want to feel good about the United States. I think Americans want to feel good about being American. That was a big part of Trump's campaign, Make America Great Again, for which he was denounced as a racist. So I think Americans are responding to Trump on this one because most of us have lived our entire lives here in the United States of America, and we may have visited other countries, found them fascinating, but we are in our heart of hearts Americans, and that's a very difficult thing to let go of when it's been your entire life, especially when you remember a much better time in this country, which people of my age do. So I think that's what's fueling the hostility against the NFL. Americans want to believe in the United States. They want to believe in America, the American people. They don't like the government, but they don't have a problem with the country. Now, NFL ratings are dramatically down. Apparently, even Rush Limbaugh refused to watch NFL over the weekend. And this is causing a real problem for the NFL owners, some of whom were out there posing with their players down on one knee. They're all on board with this thing. Well, not all of them, because apparently there's word circulating one of the NFL owners wants to quit, sell the team to somebody else. And the reason is very obvious. As you know, these gentlemen who are complaining about how terrible life is in the United States of America while pulling down these $5, $10, $20, and $40 million salaries, those salaries are guaranteed by contract. And the only way those salaries get paid is ticket sales and TV residuals, TV licensing fees. And if those go away, then the owners of these teams are in a serious, serious financial bind. And I'm not surprised that we're hearing talk of quitting, because it's big business, big money. And if you've got a winning team, you can get very rich very quickly. And if all of a sudden people start burning the tickets and burning the jackets and staying away, it can go really bad really quickly. Now, apparently, Sheila Jackson Lee decided to kneel on the House floor Monday to show her solidarity with these spoiled, overpaid NFL players who have disrespected our country by sitting out the national anthem at games. That's what these players are doing, and I think that's why the American people are so angry with it. They're disrespecting our country, meaning they're disrespecting us, the other Americans. Meanwhile, Maxine Waters is out there saying that Trump's comments about the NFL are an impeachable offense, and she's calling Trump the most deplorable person she has ever seen. She ought to stop using that, because remember how that backfired on Hillary Clinton? When she said everybody supporting Trump was deplorable, we all said, yeah, we are. Proud of it, too. Now, there is one NFL player who did show the proper respect. Over at the Steelers, I'm sorry, I should say the Kneelers, Alejandro Villanueva stood up for the anthem. Now, Villanueva is a former Army Ranger, and he stood up for the national anthem on Sunday in the game against the Chicago Bears, and he's told reporters he didn't intend to make his fellow team members look bad. He just wasn't aware that they weren't standing with him. And what's really amazing is seeing all the hate and hostility directed at him for standing up for the national anthem, which, by the way, is required under NFL rules. Meanwhile, the corporate media is trying to push this idea that the national anthem is now a relic of white supremacy. First, it was the Confederacy. We're going to tear down the statues and the monuments. We're going to break it all because it's a symbol of racism. Oh, now it's the national anthem itself is a relic of white supremacy, along, of course, with Donald Trump. Because, after all, he's a white male, and we were supposed to have a woman as president this time out here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. So let's look at what's going on in places like Chicago. Strict gun control, very high murder rate, 508 people dead so far this year. They would still be dead if we'd scrapped the national anthem. If you want to protest something, protest the real problem. And that's a big part of what I think is going on with this NFL kneeling situation. They're trying to basically distract us from the real problems, the economy, the wars, the out-of-control violence, the deterioration in every city that's under control of the Democrats, by saying, oh, it's the NFL players and the flag is a relic of white supremacy. Next, they're going to start attacking the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, because after all, they were written by white guys. We shouldn't be letting white guys decide how our country is going to work. That'll be next. Now, interestingly enough, prior to the year 2009, the NFL teams stayed in the locker room while the anthem was played. And then after the anthem was over, they'd rush out onto the field and they would do what they're being paid to do and what people are buying the tickets to see them do. It turns out that starting in 2009, these NFL teams, and not just the NFL teams, sports teams in general, were being financially incentivized to play up the patriotic displays. And this was propaganda that was paid for by the U.S. Department of Defense and the National Guard, meaning you actually paid for it. You were paying these multi-million dollar earning sports stars to go on out and do the red, white, and blue rah-rah, join the military, along with those military flybys, the airplanes that go over. Heaven only knows how much they cost. Now, right now, the corporate media is trying to claim that this never happened. It did stop in 2016. But between 2009 and 2016, it did happen. And as a matter of fact, there was a government oversight report released in 2015 by Senator John McCain and Jeff Flake that detailed how the Department of Defense paid professional sports teams and leagues for patriotic displays honoring America's soldiers. Now, in the National Defense Authorization Act for 2016, this practice was prohibited, and they suggested that the leagues and teams donate the money they'd received to organizations that support the military veterans and their families, which we don't know whether it actually happened or not. But when you see all these people out there with the flags and all the rest of it, it was bought and paid for. Now, there's a lot of people who are asking if this overt display of patriotism is about reviving our sense of nationalism or if it's trying to get young people all hot and bothered to go down to the recruiting center and sign on up. I tend to think it's the latter. But inadvertently, they're sparking the former. Meanwhile, there's an article that came over from QZ.com. Maybe it's time to stop playing the national anthem before sporting events, because that's certainly not what people are there to do. The tradition of singing the national anthem before sporting events was an attempt to link the nation's status to these displays of athletic prowess, kind of like in the Colosseum in Rome, where the gladiators would say, "We who are about to die salute you," to the emperor. And by the way, if you read the exact U.S. code on the proper display of the flag, very often these sports teams are in violation of it. You're not supposed to hold the flag flat on the ground. We've all seen these displays of a gigantic flag just flat on the ground. It's never supposed to be displayed that way. It's got to be on a mast, flying free. It can't be used as an article of clothing other than a shoulder patch. So it really is a lot of nonsense out there. But again, I think the reason why Americans are siding with Donald Trump on this one is, especially for us older Americans who remember what this country used to be when it was the greatest nation on earth, we want to be there again. We want to be proud of the United States of America. 71% of us don't agree with what the federal government is doing, but we don't have that problem with the rest of the country. We don't have that problem with our fellow Americans. We want to be proud of our nation. We want it to be great again. There's nothing wrong with that, except for the globalists who are going to come on in and scream that you're a racist for wanting your country to be your country, for wanting to hang on to your culture. No, you don't want your culture. We're going to take away the Confederacy. It's racist. Now we're going to take away the national anthem. It's a relic of white supremacy. Just trying to erase who we are so we're easy to control. That will be a cold day in the dark regions, I can tell you right now. Well, over at Equifax, their chief executive has stepped down in response to the massive data breach, especially the revelation that one happened last March and was kept from the public. This guy was making $4 million in salary. So I'm sure he has his little golden parachute, but it was a huge mess. And again, if you go to Equifax's website to find out if your data has been compromised, one of the conditions that you have to agree to is not being part of a potential class action lawsuit, which I understand they're already cranking up on it. And there's 143 million Americans are going to sign on to it. And as I was telling that caller yesterday, it's not the amount of money that's involved. It's sending a message. If the government will not take responsibility for protecting the privacy of our data collected by these companies, then we, the people, have to send a message. First of all, we don't like being spied on. We don't like all this data being collected on us. But if you're going to collect it on us, you take care of it. And every time we talk about another data breach or something going on, half the time it's because somebody wasn't applying the patches or they just recklessly put the data where it could be seen by the entire world. Sometimes that's a good thing. If you remember Bev Harris, how she got the software for the GEMS election system and was able to examine it to find out how it was rigged to steal elections, it's because it was put on a publicly accessible FTP site. And then, of course, Diebold tried to take her to court saying she'd stolen the software from them. And the court said, no, you left it out there carelessly. It's like if you drop your wallet on the sidewalk and somebody picks it up, you can't say they stole it. All right, so let's talk about iOS 11. And apparently the issues I'm having with it are turning out to be relatively minor. Some people are getting some reports that the phones just get stuck on apps. They have to use a hard reset to clear the issue. The apps that this affects are Reddit, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Messenger, and Safari are all affected. Fortunately, I don't use any of those on my iPhone. And apparently there is a huge drain on the battery, which Wandera, a London-based mobile security company, found iPhones using iOS 11 took 96 minutes to empty their battery, whereas those on iOS 10 took 240 minutes, more than twice as long. Now, Liana Laporta, head of content marketing at Wandera, conducted a study of 50,000 iPhones and found that the battery drain may come down to the iPhone Spotlight app. Now, Spotlight is this generalized searching tool that will search your iPhone and search the internet for something of interest. But I don't know that that's the villain. What is the villain, and I did mention this yesterday, there are a lot of the apps on the iPhone that fetch data even when the app is not running. And that uses a huge amount of battery power. And you can go into settings and turn off fetch so that your mailbox doesn't load up with emails you've already read on your desktop. And so far, the battery life seems to be fine with all of the fetches turned off here. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Errol in the Netherlands, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Okay. I just wrote something down, and I hope you people will like this. It's our one, two, three, five sentences. Here I go. The people of the world does not want military option. The people of the world wants a dialogue in many countries. The unipolar world has become a multipolar world. The multipolar world will be there for future generations. A multipolar world will be better for all of us.
I would tend to agree with that. In fact, I think planet Earth would be a lot better off if it was, instead of one single global government, if we had like 1,000 small little countries, each minding their own business and taking care of themselves. Because anytime you get a country that gets too big, they start getting these imperial ambitions. And the result is massive death. The United States briefly did enjoy a unipolar world, but they're losing it. And in fact, they lost it primarily through their own incompetence and bad management. I know they're going to blame Russia and China for it. But they spent themselves into bankruptcy. And they just allowed this liberalism to demoralize an entire generation. And again, I'm absolutely convinced that somewhere down the road, the United States federal government is going to have a Soviet Union style collapse. And I think that's the best possible outcome for the entire world.
And exactly what you are saying, it will be a short tragedy, I will say this, but I don't think, and I think also I want to say this to your audience, don't be afraid that your so-called mainstream media says, oh, now we have a nuclear war or everything. No. We are now passing a line. When we had, and you said that also, Mike Rivero, you also said that, when we had internet in the 1900s, you know, when the first World War broke out, when we had this technology today, there would be no World War.
I don't think that's exactly what I said, because it seems like we're heading to a world war right now. What we don't have is a population that is convinced of the necessity of the world war.
Hmm. Interesting. But I think it won't happen, because I think it's all scaremongering. The most part of it is scaremongering, and we need to always keep vigilant. You call it vigilant. Vigilante. So we need to keep everybody needs to know who he is, where he is dealing with, who is his neighbor, what is my neighbor. You know what I mean or not?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes.
Thank you for taking my call, and I, that was it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as you know, Apple had a rather dismal rollout of the new iPhone 8 and the new iWatch, which has already been revealed as having some really bad problems, where reviewers are saying they can't recommend this. And it seems like we're seeing a deterioration in quality. I mean, Apple at one point was considered a flagship technology company. And then all of a sudden, it starts going downhill. I remember when Hewlett-Packard, when Messrs. Hewlett and Packard still ran the place, they put out the very best of whatever it was you needed. And then Carla Fiorini took over as CEO and value engineered everything, and it was an absolute disaster. Now, people just don't have money for a new phone. They're keeping their phones until they don't have any other choice, just like Claire and I did here. But we're already getting indications Apple may be scaling back the iPhone X production. Apparently, suppliers are being told to ship only 40% of the components it originally ordered for the manufacturing of the iPhone X. So that may portend for the future. And again, $1,000 for a cell phone? That is really ridiculous. Now, there's another company out there called Fairphone, and they've been selling smartphones since 2015. And they've got a unique difference. Their phones are made of components that can be swapped out by the owners, even without technical skills. They've made a phone with simple-to-replace parts. And the idea is that the smartphone would last a much longer time, because if the screen breaks, you just buy a new screen. You don't have to buy a whole new device. And I think that's a very good way for them to go. And I think it's probably going to catch on, because a lot of people are very concerned with these monolithically built devices that you can't get in and fix. Say, I'm old school. You know, I'm used to having computers where if something goes wrong, you open it up, you yank a card, put a new card in, you're back up and running. With the smartphones and the tablets built the way they are, if any one component fails, you just throw it away and you buy a new one. They're not built to be repaired by the end user. They're not even that easy to repair by the professional shops like Geek Squad. It's planned obsolescence. You will buy a new device every so many years, and Fairphone is going the other way, where you just buy and replace the component that needs to be replaced. I think that's a really, really good idea. There has been yet another data breach. This is over at Deloitte, which is one of the big four accounting firms, and they had a breach of their internal email systems. This was reported in The Guardian. And Deloitte is trying to downplay the incident, saying it impacted very few of their clients, meaning it impacted quite a few. According to a source close to the investigation, the breach dates back to at least the fall of last year and involved the compromise of all administrator accounts at the company, as well as Deloitte's entire internal email system. Now, they've discovered a new Android malware, and this is exploiting the Dirty Cow Linux flaw to gain root privileges. And it's using the copy-on-write mechanism in Android's Linux kernel, and it installs a backdoor, which can then be used by attackers to collect data and generate profit by routing your phone calls through a premium rate phone number. Now, Trend Micro detected this malware in more than 1,200 malicious Android apps, which disguise themselves as pornography and gaming apps, alongside host websites containing malware rootkits that exploit Dirty Cow. It's really turning into a jungle out there. And I have to wonder, is there some reason why the government is allowing this to get out of control? And I'm going to have to put a little bit of thought into that as well. Are they trying to force us in a particular direction for the safety of our security and privacy? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about computers, backdoors, viruses, and posing the question, why is this being allowed to spin out of control? Well, certainly there's the broken window analogy. We're all being forced to spend huge amounts of money that we don't have on all kinds of security software for our computers, knowing that the CIA and NSA has already backdoored all the security software and the cyber criminals know where those backdoors are because both the CIA and NSA have had their cyber toolkits leaked onto the dark web. It's a huge, huge mess. Now, over the last few years, I've been seeing a clear trend start to evolve of trying to take the world back to the model of computing as it was in the 1970s, 1980s, where the idea of a computer in your home was a rarity. If you had anything in your home, it was a terminal. When I worked at Robert Abel and Associates, I had an old VT52 and an acoustically coupled 300 baud modem in my home where I could log in and check my renders. And I thought that was pretty cool, being able to log into those computers from my home, and through those computers I could get to Usenet and FTP and various other things as well. Then, of course, the personal computer revolution changed everything, and everybody had a computer in their house. But it seems like we're being forced back to that world where all the computing and all the data are on mainframes or the cloud, and all of our personal electronic devices are merely terminals into that remote mainframe. And I have two issues with that. First of all, your data is not safe on those mainframes. All these breaches prove it. If you put any data on the cloud, you risk having it copied off or lost outright. And one of the things that really annoyed me about the iOS 11 update is, even though I've turned everything off that has anything to do with the cloud, I'm not using the cloud drive or anything, it's still sending stuff to the cloud. What happens if the cloud goes down? I think I made the point yesterday that there are areas on this island where you cannot get cell phone service, or certainly not the data service. You can get voice but no data. And when you're in those areas, your music player on the iPhone won't work because all of your music is up on the cloud. And it's why I kept this old iPod, which keeps the music in its internal memory, so I'm not dependent on that connectivity. And I mentioned the story about this music software my wife was using. They changed the ports, so the licensing server was no longer being seen by our machine. And her software just turned off, even though she has a perpetual license. The problem with making us dependent on the internet is that the internet is not reliable. In fact, our internet is actually substandard compared with many other countries on Earth, like Japan. And when you keep all the data centralized, that centralized data store becomes a target. And resiliency really lies in everybody having control of their own data. And that's what I want. I don't want my data on the cloud. I don't want my data anywhere where I'm not in control of it. So apparently, again, over at Apple, the Mac OS High Sierra exploit lets hackers steal keychain passwords in plain text. So apparently Apple rolled out a new version of macOS operating system called High Sierra 10.13 a few hours before an ex-NSA hacker publicly disclosed the details of a critical vulnerability that affects High Sierra as well as all earlier versions of macOS. Now, this is Patrick Wardle. He's an ex-NSA hacker and now head of research at security firm Synac. Found a critical zero-day vulnerability in Mac OS that could allow any installed application to steal usernames and plain text passwords of online accounts stored in the Mac keychain. Now, if you are one of those Internet of Things people, and you have a smart home, you need to be careful there. Apparently, there are two popular home automation systems, Insteon and Wink, that are open to attacks. Now, the Insteon Hub and Wink Hub 2 are designed to connect various home products and manage automation, and the flaws represent another entry in the growing catalog of Internet of Things security shortcomings. Rapid7 discovered two unpatched issues related to authentication and radio transmission security of the Insteon Hub. Firstly, the account login and passwords for both Insteon services and the Hub hardware are stored unencrypted. In addition, the radio transmissions between the Hub and the connected devices are unencrypted. This means malicious actors with appropriate receivers can capture the radio signals at any time to manipulate any device in your home being managed via the Insteon Hub. We know that security has been a big problem with the Internet of Things, and probably the Internet of Things people thought it wasn't going to be an issue. It's not like you're storing your bank account information on there. But we've been hearing stories about how hackers are building DOS attack botnets using these Internet of Things devices. Now, here's something that's just a little bit scammy, I think. Apparently, over at CBS's Showtime, the websites contain JavaScript that secretly commandeered viewers' web browsers to mine cryptocurrency. This is Showtime.com, and it's instant access ShowtimeAnytime.com sibling silently pulled in code that caused browsers to use up spare processor time calculating new Monero coins. This is a privacy-focused alternative to Bitcoin. And the hidden software typically consumed as much as 60% of CPU capacity on computers visiting those sites. So, shame on Showtime. Everybody's acting like your computer is their property to do whatever they want with. And it isn't. Now, apparently, in Montgomery County, Alabama, officials were forced to pay a ransom of $37,000 worth of Bitcoin when they got hit with a ransomware attack that locked up 70 terabytes of data. Nasty, nasty stuff here. Apparently, security researchers say they found a way to exploit Intel's accident-prone management engine. They're planning on revealing the problem at a Black Hat Europe convention in December. Now, Positive Technologies researchers say the exploit allows an attacker of the machine to run unsigned code in the platform controller hub on any motherboard via Skylake Plus. Now, the Intel Management Engine is a microcontroller that handles much of the communication between the processor and the external devices. And it was in the headlines in May of this year due to security concerns regarding the active management technology that runs on top of the engine. And it later emerged that the active management technology had a simple authentication error. An attacker could log in with an empty password field. Don't they test for these things? Now, for those whose vendors haven't pushed a firmware patch for the active management technology, Positive Technologies discovered how to switch off the management engine completely. And by the way, that's something else we've seen over the years, where operating systems and appliances will come with really cool features, and then all of a sudden it's discovered that these features are being used by the cyber criminals, and the recommendation is, well, just disable this, turn this off. You don't really need it. Well, maybe I don't need it. I want it. I paid for it. Why am I being penalized for the crimes of other people? If I'm having to turn off features in my computer, my tablet, my cell phone, then I'm getting less than I paid for. Now, apparently over in Great Britain, there's a gentleman named Mohammed Rabini. He's the director of an advocacy group. And he was stopped at Heathrow Airport coming back from basically a family business. And under Schedule 7, under the new Terrorism Act, he was ordered to give the police his phone and laptop passwords, and he refused. And he was convicted of a terror offense. Now, basically, the punishment was £620 in costs and a 12-month conditional discharge, probation. But officers demanded access to his phone and laptop, and he refused. And under this current law in Great Britain, allows police and immigration officials to stop, search, question, and detain anyone at British ports and airports to determine whether they were involved in the commission, preparation, or instigation of acts of terrorism. Now, this is one of those laws that get passed to huge applause by the politicians and congratulations by the corporate media. And it's going to do absolutely nothing. Because real criminals and real terrorists know not to use the internet for communications or to keep sensitive data on their phones and laptops. And when I posted this article to whatreallyhappened.com, I included a picture of a hollowed out nickel. It's called a spy coin. They used to be advertisers with us. And it's just a nickel. And it has enough room inside to hold a micro SD card. And micro SD cards can hold huge amounts of data. SanDisk has one that will hold 400 gigabytes on a micro SD, more than a third of a terabyte. And so real criminals and terrorists are going to use devices like this to protect their secrets, while law-abiding citizens who simply desire their right to privacy are harassed and, in this case, arrested. Now, we have a right to privacy in this country. It's guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment. And the biggest threat to our data turns out to be the government itself. And I want to reprise a story I mentioned some years ago. The reason why I don't want TSA to have the right to look into my computer. When I was working on Lost and I had occasion to travel, I had some behind-the-scenes photos from the set of Lost on my computer, on my laptop. And going through TSA, they said, we have to look at this, blah, 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 blah. And I didn't think anything about it until those photos showed up on a website. And I almost got fired over this. It seems that the TSA guy recognized the cast. He copied off the photos and he gave them to a friend who was running this fan website. And that's why I don't want TSA to look into my laptop. I'm not a terrorist. I'm annoying, obnoxious, and irritating, but I'm not a terrorist. But I have a right to keep my secrets from people who would misuse them. All right, we're going to grab a phone call from W in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, how you doing, Mike? I just wanted to call about the NFL situation, and I just want to make the statement that I'm pretty objective on my opinions, but I'm always for the Bill of Rights and everything. So my stance is that what they're doing is within the First Amendment. I mean, it says, protest that's not violent, basically, and that's basically what they're doing. But my other point I wanted to make to make the point here is that there's an article, it says 14 ways you're disrespecting the American flag, and you might not know it. And just real quick, it says flag codes, kneeling, standing is not mentioned in the flag codes, but what is mentioned is that you cannot wear the flag on your body. You cannot, like, put flags on cups and forks and spoons like we do during the 4th of July. When they do those big flag unfurlings on the football field, those huge flags,
yes,
apparently, according to this, that's not allowed either. So I guess my point,
yes,
is that nobody's getting upset about those flag, things that are wrong when you deal with the flag, but they're upset about people kneeling, and that's actually not even talked about in the American flag rules. So that's really on my point.
The ACLU would agree with you that disrespecting the flag or the anthem is a legitimate form of political protest. The issue here is that the NFL players are disrespecting our entire country en masse. If they've got some kind of a beef, like they're concerned about racism or police brutality, which, by the way, again, the statistics are showing there is no racial bias regarding white officers and black offenders. But if that's the issue, they can protest that. But what they were seen as doing on these fields was disrespecting the country as a whole, and I think that's why it rubbed Americans the wrong way. And in those other examples, the flag held horizontal, the flag on the cups on the 4th of July, while they're technically against the code governing the flag, they're meant with respect. What the football players are doing is clearly meant to be disrespectful. And again, we have to strike a fair balance between the First Amendment right to protest. But I think they went the wrong way with this. And everybody wanted to get on the fashion trend, and it's backfired horribly on them.
Well, I have to respectfully disagree, but I appreciate your comment. And I want to say this, too. The flag, yes, people have died for the flag, but the flag represents the Bill of Rights. So it still goes right back to the Bill of Rights, which is the protest. And if people died for our right up to protect the Bill of Rights, then ultimately that what they're doing is within, the frame of, what quote-unquote people have died for, although we know that's not necessarily always the case, but nonetheless, people sacrificed their lives for the Bill of Rights. The flag just represents the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's all I'm going to say. Appreciate you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, getting on down to Puerto Rico, it is a mess. There's no doubt about it, and really, I wish the U.S. government would stop spending so much money on the machinery of death and start getting some machinery of life going down there. At the very least, they ought to send the USNS Comfort, which is the Navy's hospital ship, floating hospital ship. They ought to be sending that down there right now, because Puerto Rico's hospitals have been running on diesel emergency generators, and they're out of fuel. So that would be one of the first things that we would do. They're just now getting into the interior parts of Puerto Rico with the rescue teams, and it's going to be years before they repair the damage done by Hurricane Maria. There's the music. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Final segment of our program today here. We're talking about Puerto Rico and all that's going on down there. And along with everything else they're dealing with, Puerto Rico, and for that matter, the entire Virgin Islands, already had a serious environmental problem which is more than 30 overflowing landfills on the islands that were posing an environmental hazard before the hurricanes even hit. And everything that you can imagine is in these landfills: old cars, asbestos brake liners, petroleum bottles, cans, yard waste. Who knows what's in there? Even medical waste. And these landfills got flooded on out. And so now whatever's down in there is probably leaching into the groundwater, leaching into the soil at the very least. So it is an absolute epic disaster. It's going to be a long, long time before they recover from it. And just on the sake of humanity, the U.S. has to do more. The U.S. government is in possession of Puerto Rico. There comes a responsibility with that. Now, over on Bali, they're getting very, very nervous. They've already started the evacuation of 50,000 people because this Mount Agung volcano has reached a critical stage. They're getting 500 tremors recorded every single day. They don't know when it's going to erupt, but at this point, they're saying, yeah, it's inevitable. It's going to happen, and it's going to be a big one. And doesn't it seem like planet Earth is just really rocking and rolling these days? Three major quakes in Mexico, moderate quake up on the Cascadia Fault, quakes in New Zealand, Japan. It's like that whole Pacific tectonic plate is kind of squirming around right now. Now, if you are as old as I am, and if you are, you have my deepest sympathy, you'll probably remember that going back almost to the middle of the last century, Americans are warned not to eat saturated fat. The idea was that fats that are solid at room temperature, like butter or the fat found on meat, would raise cholesterol and clog coronary arteries. Modern research reveals that saturated fats are not all alike in their effects. And other components of the diet, as well as the microbes that reside in the intestines, have an important impact on the effects of eating. So you can go back and have your butter. Do y'all know where margarine came from? Margarine was a wartime substitute where all the real butter had to be sent to the troops in Europe during winter to keep up to help them deal with the cold. And so Americans were given this synthetic material. It was actually white. Came in a bag. There was a little capsule of dye, and you'd break the capsule, and you'd knead it, and it would come out looking kind of like butter. That's the origin of margins, wartime rations. War was over, mass advertising, they've convinced people margarine's actually good for you, and real butter from a cow is not. Oh, there's the music. All right, I'm just going to do another story. I'll have to hold it off till tomorrow. There's the music. Time for me to end this show and get on out and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. He's got lots of fascinating things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.